Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we have a fabulous guest on. And one thing that's unfortunate is that we're not going to get a puppet show out of this guest, although this guest is also into puppeteering. I know you guys have heard me talk about my crazy ass love of puppeteering before, but you have no idea how excited I am to talk to somebody who actually gets to puppeteer in life, but does even more amazing work as a hypnotherapist. So Jason Palter is the owner of the Greater Toronto Hypnosis Center, which he founded in 2013. And he's part of the international network of leading hypnotists using proven systems that have helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking, lose weight, and successfully change unwanted habits. Jason is a certified hypnotist with the National Guild of Hypnotists, the NGH, and he holds a certification from Master Hypnotist Society Canada, which was formerly the IHTC, and is trained practitioner of neurolinguistic programming. You might know it as NLP, and also a life coach. He has also received specialized training in smoking cessation and weight loss. That's funny. I was going to call it smoking sensation. You get the sensation, but none of the smoking, and weight loss, and has extensive experience working with various forms of sexual dysfunction. So how fun is that to be able to, also, side note, Jason holds a Bachelor of Arts from Toronto, the now called the Toronto Metropolitan University, back in the day, formerly known as Ryerson University, and is an award-winning corporate speaker. So we're going to find out all about how to work with sexual dysfunction and hypnosis today. We're going to talk to Jason. We're going to have laughs. We're going to have fun. And for those of you who are brand new to this station, you're wondering, why am I even talking about this? Why have I brought somebody on to talk about sexual dysfunction on a show about pleasure? Because kids, if you're having sexual dysfunction, you're not having pleasure. And like I like to talk about on this show, a lot of things that might be stopping you from having the pleasure you desire. So we're going to be talking about sexual dysfunction from somebody who works specifically with men on this topic. I work with a lot of women on this topic. I have worked with men in the past, but not with hypnosis. So this is going to be fun. So welcome, Jason, to this wild hour of fun and frivolity and frolicking on here, and no puppets. What the heck? I did a show with puppets on it, though, when I was explaining. Yeah, I was trying to explain polyamory, and I needed a lot of puppets to explain. So I used finger puppets to explain relationships.
I love it. Thanks for having me. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what had you go, you know what? I'd really like to be on your crazy little podcast, crazy big podcast, and talk about hypnosis and erectile dysfunction, you know, that thing that everybody just wants to go out to lunch and talk about. Like, let's have lunch and talk about my erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It affects more men than they want to admit. And the truth is, isn't it's erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, delayed ejaculation, low sex drive, that sort of thing. And unfortunately, it affects men at all men at some point or another. But when it becomes persistent, then it's a problem. And it's in the vast majority of men that I work with, there's nothing physiologically wrong with them. It's just up here. It's a performance anxiety. Performance anxieties can happen with athletes on the golf course or the ice rink, can happen with executives in the boardroom. It happens with people in the bedroom. And even if there is something physically going on, there is going to be a psychological component, and that's where the hypnosis can help. But in the vast majority of men I've worked with over the years, there's nothing wrong with the plumbing. And yes, most of them do not want to speak about it. Unfortunately,
No.
there's many of them that are in sexless marriages or sexless relationships, not just for years. And because this just becomes an ongoing issue, it starts, they start thinking about whatever, they have an issue, and it just becomes a downward spiral. And it's a shame because there is help out there, whether it's medical help, whether it's hypnosis, but as I say, so often it's just a performance anxiety.
Sometimes it's just hands-on fun too. You never know, right?
Yeah.
So, out of
Right.
curiosity, when you have like a lot of, for one thing, when you started to get into this work, was it like you got, did you get in thinking, you know what, I really want my niche to be working with men who have erectile dysfunction, or how did that like come upon you?
It's an amazing question, and it's so true. It's not at all what I thought. Never did I think that this was going to become one of my niches. Yes, I help people with fears and quitting smoking and working on confidence and pain management, all that sort of stuff. Never did I think that this would become an actual niche for me. It started when a doctor had just called me out of the blue years ago and said, got a patient. I thought about hypnosis. Is this something you could help? And we all know that when we're in business and we've never done something before, but we know we can do it, I go, oh, yeah,
yeah.
Sure. And in my mind, well, what am I going to do? So wait a minute. I'm just going to apply the same sort of principles and, you know, curve it around. And it really worked. It really worked well. And then this started happening with more and more and more. And I've got guys of all different ages this happening to. And as I say, most of them don't want to admit that this is an issue, a persistent issue with them.
So because doctors are sending them to you, these guys to you, this is partly how you know that the plumbing works, right? It's not like they're showing up and you're like, take your pants off and show me if your plumbing works. It's because you know.
Right. And
yeah.
That's perfect, because one of the first questions I'll ask if somebody calls me for ED, for instance, I'll say, look, have you gone to your doctor? Because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a medical professional, I'm a hypnotist, I'm a life coach, I'm a business coach, right? And the vast majority of them say, oh, yes, I've done the blood test, I've done the hormone test, blah, 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 blah. There's nothing going on. Or maybe my testosterone's a little bit low, but honestly, there's nothing going on. So, and they will all say, oh, yes, I'll wake up in the morning with an erection, or I can get hard if I'm masturbating, or et cetera. And I say, let me guess. And when it comes down to your partner, they go, that's when everything fails. I said, right. Performance anxiety.
Yeah.
With gentlemen who have issues with premature ejaculation, it's the same sort of thing. Generally with masturbation, they can sort of hold themselves off and be able to deal with it. But when they're with their partner for various reasons, whatever it is, boom, they just ejaculate. They can't. Or, again, I use the example of delayed ejaculation. It's when it's with their partner. So a lot of it is going on up here, and that's our subconscious mind where all of this stuff is held. And it's, you know, in the case of getting an erection, you can't make yourself get hard. A woman can't make herself get aroused. It's a subconscious thing that has to happen. And if your conscious mind is getting in the way, which it always does, then it's going to have a problem. And that's the idea of using the hypnosis to be able to help with this and starting from the inside out.
Do you ever find that there's like a sort of a theme that goes across with most of the men with what's going on in their head? Like, have they been judged? Is it self-criticism? Is it judgment from partners going, you're not this enough, you're not that enough, you don't know what to do? Like, is it like a lack of skill sets? Like, what's going on with these guys that would have their minds going in these circles?
It's an amazing question. And most of the guys, the pattern is the anxiousness, the stress of it. Do I find it sometimes certain cultural backgrounds where maybe there's a lot of strictness, a lot of perhaps religious backgrounds, whatever, in the case of premature ejaculation, you know, they're not supposed to masturbate, but physically they want to, so they learn how to ejaculate very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes a muscle memory that they learn how to do at a very early age, and then that just continues on as they get older and older. I have many guys who, to your point that we're saying, is there a common thing? It's not, generally what happens is that their partners, assuming it's heterosexual partners, so a female, it's generally their female partner is quite patient about it. It's us guys that aren't patient about it. So, for instance, one of the very first guys that I helped with erectile dysfunction. I think he was about 59, 60 years old, somewhere in there. And he was a divorced man, and he was dating, and his latest girlfriend was 21, 22 years
Oh,
old. Okay, that was his cup of tea. That's fine. He goes, Jason, she's beautiful.
but
She's
that
got a
could be
big, what's that?
intimidating, right? Like super
It,
intimidating.
for her, for him, you mean? For him.
For him, yeah.
Absolutely. And that's what he
Yeah.
says. He goes, Jason, she's got the big boobs and the short skirt and all that. I said, right. And you still lose your erection with her. He says, yeah, I do. I said, so here's the question. What does she do when you lose your erection? Does she get upset? He goes, no, she actually sort of shrugs and then performs oral sex on him or does something else. I said, right. Because women understand that this happens sometimes and they're not even concerned. What they're worried about is my tummy hanging out? Did I trim down there? How am I being? The sort of things that most guys, as I jokingly say, that most guys don't care about because we're just so happy to be there, right? So in this situation, I think it's just. We're very hard on ourselves. Everyone is, but I think men in these situations, because we're men, we should be able to perform. What's wrong with me? Why can't this happen? And the problem is that the more that you put the pressure on it to do it, the worse it becomes. So it gets to the point where guys will say to me, they get up in the morning, they're having breakfast, and already in their head, they're going, are we going to have sex tonight? God, am I going to be able to perform? And it's already a downward spiral even before they finish their bowl of Cheerios.
Oh man.
And this is just, and this can be ongoing for years and years. So,
So I have a peculiar question that kind of
go
sprung out
on
of
then.
that, what you just said. So, you got the 59-year-old and the 21-year-old. I was in a similar situation. People know about that on the show. The
Okay.
person I had my child with was far older than me, decades older. Anyhow, side note. So the curious question in that is, so the guy knows that probably she's going to be quite good about it. She's going to be kind and generous and giving him oral sex. Like, do you think there's like maybe a slight manipulation going on? Like, if I lose my erection, she'll give me a blowjob and I don't have to ask for it. Like, I don't know.
In situations like that, absolutely there could be a manipulation for sure to do that. I was just using the example with him that most women understand that this does happen. When it becomes persistent, yes, they can start to take it personally. And why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they want to be able to finish, but you're ejaculating within 10 seconds of us having penetration? I mean,
Right.
why wouldn't they feel that way? Could there be manipulation? Absolutely, there could be on both sides, for sure. We don't
Sure.
know, right? We don't know.
Yeah, it could be the, well, I'm going to make sure you don't have an erection, so I'm going to keep on going with that. And I'd rather give you oral so I don't have to have sex with you.
Yes,
I know that one too.
absolutely.
Like, I've pulled that off magically myself with, there are some times where you're just like, you know what? That person just, for whatever reason, you don't have maybe the timing isn't right for the breakup, or you're just like, you just don't know anymore. And so then you put out the vibe, which is, it's like a stink. It's like a skunk stink that comes off of you. And you're like, reject me all over the place. And then, you put, because we play games, because we're like weirdos, right? We all play these games. And it's like, oh, well, since you can't get an erection, we'll just do this instead. And then you just play this crazy game until you realize, well, this doesn't work anymore. And it maybe it never did.
Yeah,
So I do think that
very
it
good
goes on
point.
both sides. So I wonder too, and when I talk to when I've talked to people before about like erectile dysfunction, I've often asked the wives, because I often have the wives coming to me saying, like, my husband can't get an erection. And if my question to them is, do you want to have sex with your husband? You know how often they say no? Like 100% of the time. I'm like, so
I want
what
to
vibe
talk
are
about
you
that.
putting out to him that makes him not even want to? And like now he's got
Absolutely.
shame. So why don't you just tell the truth and say, like, the sex we were having doesn't work for me and we need to try something else. Oh, there's other things? Yes, there's other things.
Right,
Yeah.
absolutely. And in some cases with the men, they say, they're honestly not attracted to their partner, whether it's male or female, they're not
Yeah.
attracted. And so, well, then what's going on here? Or they can get an erection with their mistress, their girlfriend or boyfriend, but can't with their husband or wife, Well, then what's really going on here? There's a lot of stuff there too, for sure.
Yeah, we're interesting little kooky characters, aren't we? And our brains are fascinating. So, did they ever do research? Like, you're talking about that there's been like clinical work done with hypnosis and seeing how it assists with with ED, erectile dysfunction. I'm
Mm-hmm.
just curious if they've actually done anything where they have they like done brain scans at all and like watched whether like the brain will light up during hypnosis sessions to see if like the pleasure centers start to light up at all.
You know, for sure, I mean, there's not enough scientific evidence on this stuff, but there has been some research. It'd be great if there was more, as there should be with a lot of alternative therapies and work. Now, how that actually works, no, because I'm not a neuroscientist, I don't understand that, but I bet you there would be, for sure. There are changes in the brain when you are in this relaxed state, whether it's hypnosis or pleasure or meditation or whatever it is. Oh, yeah, for sure.
My thought then goes to, if you can assist people with erectile dysfunction, can you also say, for example, this is not about the men right now, but say here with
Okay.
your partner, can you like, could you hypnotize her into an orgasm? How fun would that be? Like, could you?
That would be awesome. And I have worked with some women in that area before because, again, it's performance anxiety.
Right.
Why am I not coming right now? Why is this not actually happening for me? And, you know, is there something mentally, you know, physically wrong with me? No, maybe there is, but maybe it's also that you're just not relaxing. Learning how to just let go and be present and know that your partner really wants to enjoy and have fun with you and is, and maybe, you know, you're just holding yourself back for whatever reason. So yeah, I've
Right.
worked with some women on that. Absolutely.
You just haven't necessarily like done hypnosis to the point of orgasm yet, is what I'm
No, I
not as
am
a sex
not, but it's
worker.
still
Jason,
earlier
come
in the
on.
night, right? So
Okay.
anything, right?
Okay,
So
good. We'll see what happens later. All right.
yeah. All
We're going to head
right.
to our first commercial break. You guys are listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we're talking about being hypnotized into orgasms. Just kidding, not quite. We're talking to Jason Palter, who is a hypnotherapist who works with particularly a lot of men who have performance anxiety around sex. So therefore it leads to sexual dysfunction, but also with women as well. So performance type anxieties. And I did have performance anxiety in my life, and I worked with a hypnotherapist. She's been on the show, I think, 6 years ago. She also was my wedding officiant, but she's not a puppeteer. There you go. So when I was thinking about something during break, and for the life of me, I sort of forgot. Oh, this is what it was. It was that I realized that probably a lot of people's perspective on hypnosis is like when you go into, you know, that corporate event and the guy turns you into a clucking chicken. And then anytime somebody says the word fart, you're clucking like a chicken. And you're like, what? Like, that's, I think, a lot of people's perspectives on hypnosis. I could be wrong, but I do think that that's a lot of people kind of think of it that way. So if you can give everybody like the lowdown on what actually is hypnosis and what would they expect in a session with you?
A really good point. So yes, most people's understanding of hypnosis is what they've seen in one of those shows you mentioned or on TV or the movies, and I say get rid of it. It is none of that stuff. I am not going to make you quack like a duck. I am not going to make you give me your money unless you want to. I was actually going to say I can't make you rob a bank, but if you said, look, Jason, I'm robbing a bank in about 2 weeks. I got to work on my self-confidence. Can you help me with that? Yeah, in theory, I could. Yeah. Right? Because it's something that you want to do. But with hypnosis, you're never going to be made to say or do anything you don't want to say or do. It's not voodoo. It's not witchcraft. It's not mind control. There's no lasers out of my eyes or a ticking stopwatch or a swirl. It's none of that stuff at all. So this is essentially working with your subconscious mind, where all of our fears, our habits, our emotions, all that stuff is stored. But our conscious mind doesn't like to let us in. So this is about getting past the conscious into the subconscious so that positive suggestions can be given. I can't give you, I can't give you negative suggestions because your brain will just reject them because, again, you're never going to say or do anything you don't want to. So the vast majority of my clients in the past 13 years since I've been open have never been hypnotized before and are just as skeptical as what you had just mentioned before. So I do a free screening, a free consultation with every client to make sure I can take them on as a client, that they're vetting me, that they're comfortable with me as a hypnotist, and also to explain to them what hypnosis is and isn't, and to sort of dispel some of the myths of what hypnosis is.
Yeah, that's good, because I think it must put a lot of people kind of in an uncomfortable place where they're like, but what if he then makes me do this? And what if, and then I break up with my wife because he made me? It's like, that's not gonna happen, kids.
Yes. I have actually had some people who've said that to me say, look, because maybe their marriage is a little bit rocky. Yeah. And you know, is when you talk to your clients too, you realize it's not just about this. There's a lot more going on here. It's not in this case just about because you can't get an erection or you're having issues, you know, with premature ejaculation or whatever. There's other things going on. Are you going to make me, you know, break up with my partner? I'm not going to make you do anything. Whatever you discover at the end, maybe you guys get really close and this is the healing that you needed. Maybe your partner has been dying for you just to let go and be present for the first time in your life. Maybe you'll decide at the end of working with me that I don't want to be with her or him anymore. Maybe they'll decide they don't want to be with you anymore. I don't know. But this is not, as I say, you can't be hypnotized to break up with someone or go out with someone. You maybe can be hypnotized to get the courage to ask somebody out or to build up your confidence enough to say to somebody, this doesn't represent who I want to be anymore. I don't want this relationship anymore. Sure. But that's not what you're here to see me for.
Yeah, perfect. Because I could kind of feel the people's out there going, well, wait a second, what if? And I'm like, yes. No. It's not how it works, kids.
Doesn't work that way. The worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to fall asleep. You're going to have a lovely nap, or it's just not going to work with you because you're not going to let go and allow yourself to enter into that deep, relaxed state.
Yeah, you're paying money for this, guys. So like, if you're there to try and like prove, and I say this to people who come to me too, I'm like, if you're there to prove me wrong, don't waste your money. It's just not worth your money or my time. So you can either work with me or walk away.
Yeah, and let me do my job.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Same as, and if you were trying to, if you truly have the desire to get the change, then you need to allow yourself to be present. And if you know that the issue is trust, then it's like, oh, I don't even trust my hypnotherapist. Well, then maybe that's where you start, is like, let's work on trust, because maybe that's the underlying core to the whole thing. Maybe you don't trust your partner either.
Well, that's just it. And I try to explain to clients, say, look, in most of the cases, as I said earlier in the last segment, the problem isn't your penis. The problem is what's going on up here when you're there. It's if I'm helping an athlete, a tennis player improve their game, I'm not going to teach you how to play tennis. I'm teaching you the mind game of what it is so that when you show up on the court or you're working with your coach, you're going to be more present. It's the same with this. If I'm, my point is to teach you when you are being intimate with your partner to be able to just go with the flow, be right here, be present where you are with your partner and focus on that and be open to the possibilities. Maybe we'll have sex. Maybe we'll just cuddle. Maybe it will be oral sex. Maybe we'll bring someone else in. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be, but just
to be present. Let's bring somebody else in and have oral sex. Let's just do it all.
Bonus. Right? So why not?
The whole fun. But I would think too, like then you're throwing in other bodies and now the performance anxiety could like escalate,
so,
right?
I just finished working with a gentleman, and that was one of the issues. His wife and he had decided, even though they were sort of at the end of their marriage, because partway through the program as well, he had admitted to me things weren't working out. She sort of had pushed him to want to try a swinging lifestyle, and he wasn't sure. And he already had performance anxiety, having issues with erection with her. They brought someone else into the room. Well, I mean, the story practically writes itself.
Yeah,
awful. It is awful. It's terrible. And, you know, again, so it was amped up so much for him. And anyhow, that was what we were working on. Yeah.
That could almost set you back, right? Like you could be having progress and then somebody throws this extra challenge your way. And all of a sudden now you've got a setback, which I would find to be really like frustrating. It's like if I was training in swimming and I finally hit my 100 meters in the time that I wanted to do it in, and then somebody's like, no, now you got to do a kilometer. And I start failing at that kilometer. I'd be like, why did I do that? I just started having success at the 100 meters.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It is. It's, you know, they sometimes can be baby steps, and sometimes it can, you know, it's, you know, guys think, well, if I take that little blue pill, that's going to help me. And what they don't understand is if you're not in the game up here, the pill doesn't do anything for you.
No, yeah.
And if it is working for you, the erection you're having in the case of erectile dysfunction, it's not natural. And the medicine generally makes you feel like garbage. It's a crutch you don't need. So I can't prescribe or tell you what to do or not. But when guys have come to me, let's say they're on 3/4 of a pill every time they're going to have sex, and they tell me one time, well, you know what, I've gone down 1/2 a pill last week, Jason. And I say, yeah, and what happened? They said, yeah, everything was fine. I said, great. When you're ready, you will decide to take 1/4 pill or no pill, and you'll realize it was just a crutch. You don't need it, because that's what I'm helping them do, is to build that confidence. Now, in the case of premature ejaculation, it's sort of something different, or delayed ejaculation, it's different. But helping them to take in their own counsel, to listen to themselves a little bit more, to be a bit more present with themselves so they can be more present with their partner.
Oh, that just made me wonder if there, and I'm sure there has been research done with placebos and then actual sexual enhancement drugs with hypnosis, and then see like what actually happens. Does the medicine do anything in the end? Like when people just are taking the placebo, is that working for them?
You know, I think, again, I'm not a doctor, but I think that it will enhance your erection, but again, it's not natural, and it doesn't make it, you know, doesn't feel, I don't think the medication makes you feel very good at all, the clients have reported to me. So it's,
I like to emphasize that the clients have reported that.
That's right. We got to go to commercial now, right? Sorry. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, there's something else, if I may just point out. Yeah. Since the pandemic, the vast majority of clients I do see are on video. So I can take a client from anywhere, whether they're 5 minutes from my office or on the other side of the planet. Hypnosis works just as effectively on video as it does in person. So the vast majority of men that I see, or more clients in that case, I've never met in person. And I think there's something about that as well that helps maybe make them feel a little bit more anonymous, because we're on video. They haven't actually come presently to see me in my office as well. So I think that sometimes can help.
Yeah, I think so too. I remember that switchover happening because I had a few friends who do hypnotherapy, and they were all like very excited when they got permission to do it online, because it wasn't allowed before. Allowed it because of, and it's like, oh wow, it still works. Like, come on, you guys.
It does. I mean, there's no difference. I've had clients who do both, local clients who've done both, and they all always say they prefer the video because it make they didn't have to go out in the cold or the traffic or whatever, and they're sitting at home wearing their track pants. They didn't have to do it. But yes, during the pandemic, the National Guild of Hypnotists actually released a statement to say, we approve doing this. So I guess hypnotists could tell their clients, look, this is approved. This is approved way of doing things. Because it is. And some clients just can't get it in their head. How is this going to work? I said, it's no different. Instead of sitting 8 feet away from me in the office, you're sitting 2 feet away from me. You're still wearing headphones.
Exactly.
But again, we do whatever for the local clients, we do whatever's comfortable. If you're too far away, no, obviously we can only do video.
Yeah, unless somebody feels like flying in and whatever, that's up to you. But
I've had clients say that.
Yeah, I love that. So yeah, wherever you are, guys, if you are not satisfied with the functionality of your penis, you can get a hold of Jason, but we're coming back for more. I'm just reminding you that you can get a hold of Jason. And when we come back, we'll let him know how you can do that. Also, before we head to commercial break, I want to remind you guys that you can find this podcast, The Pleasure Zone, on Apple Podcasts, and you can 5-star the crap out of it and be like, oh my God, this was such a great episode. Like, love me up. I'd really appreciate that. Wherever you find this podcast, if you can like, comment, share, do your thing, listen to it and have fun with yourself. It's all good. We're going to head to our commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show, with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly, other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Today we've got Jason Palter on. He's a hypnotherapist and he works with a lot of different things with people in hypnotherapy. But one of his sort of niche things that he does is he works with men who have performance anxiety around sex, so sexual dysfunction, erectile dysfunction, all the fun dysfunctions when it comes to pleasure. They're not so fun though, are they? So one of the things I wanted you to share with everybody, Jason, is how can everybody get a hold of you if they, now they know that they can work with you from a distance, how can they get a hold of you for one of those meet and greet sessions to find out if you would work well with them?
Yeah, for sure. So my website is greatertorontohypnosis.com. And I always tell people hypnosis is HYPNOSIS, not HIP, because I think a lot of people just spell it as they think it sounds. So greatertorontohypnosis.com, phone number, email, you can WhatsApp from there as well. Once you get in touch, we're going to book a free screening, a free consultation, which I do with every client, as I say, to make sure hypnosis is going to work for you and to make sure I can take you on as a client. At the end of the free consultation, if I think this will be a good modality for you, I say, look, here's a package, here's a price, here's what I think is going to work for you. And if you're interested, you sign up. And if not, no obligation. It didn't cost you a penny. Life just carries on.
So in your work, what are some of the most, I'd say like remarkable changes you've seen in people.
In the area of like premature ejaculation, erectile in sexual dysfunction. So I will tell you, there's two stories. So I think when I was younger, and I think even into some of my adult years, my image of somebody with real sexual dysfunction, erectile dysfunction, was just sort of the nerdy, unconfident, you know, Coke bottle glasses, the pocket protector, the puffer, you know, all that time. That's what I thought. Oh, no. I'm getting guys of all different ages, and the best example was a gentleman who was an elite police officer, like a SWAT member. Mm-hmm. He was about 6'4". He had arms like that, deep voice, really good-looking guy. I mean, came in my office, I thought, this guy must do very well. 34, 35, somewhere in there, years old, crying in my office because he was having issues with both erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. It really taught me, said, you know what? Because, and I mean, again, what we worked out with is so much of his stress in his job and his family mm-hmm. was affecting his relationship. And that's what we worked on. And of course, to success. But it was really interesting for me to really see someone like that who, if I had seen out in a restaurant in public, say, well, the gentleman, very good looking, whatever, he must do really well. No, not so much. So that was one sort of quite a highlight for me to really learn, and I think it was a good educational moment for me. The other example was someone who came to me with having a lot of issues. He was afraid of losing his girlfriend. He loved her. He wanted to marry, get on with the future, whatever. And I think it was ED that he had. I can't exactly remember. And we worked very well together. And he called me a year later and said, they got engaged. They're getting married in a few months. They bought a house together. He said, this has completely changed my life. It's been amazing. And the transformation for me to see or hear so much was in his attitude, his voice. Where when I met him, it was almost as though I could physically embody it. He was just sort of like this. And now on the phone, he's talking to me, he's engaging, he's feeling confident and all that. So there's a couple of sort of highlights, I would say. It's just lovely, as I'm sure you have with your clients as well, just to see them, their transformations of what they actually work through and are able to feel better mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and what it changes in them, whether it's in their professional business or their personal business or their romantic business. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really gratifying and fun to work with people,
really,
and then
great.
They get results for sure. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that, yeah, that is kind of, when you're talking about the muscular dude, that is kind of like the stereotype. This guy's got to have high testosterone. He's got to be fit. So, you know, his blood's pumping well. He probably doesn't have very high cholesterol. So there's not like plaque buildup in his arteries to make him have issues. He could probably be a porn star because he's that good looking, right? Like he's got it all, right? And I think that is such a great way for all of us to look at life and go, wow, we really need to stop judging, because that in itself is such a huge judgment. Like you must. Well, no, you don't.
Yes.
And it's sometimes I find in one of my top favorite book recommends for men when it comes to being able to like learn some skills, there's a book called She Comes First. And the guy is a self-admitted nerd with a fairly averagely small penis, and he's like, I knew that I was going to have to know something to get the women to be interested in me. So he's like, I read anatomy and I did this and I learned how to communicate and I took all the stuff for all this stuff that was not necessarily specifically sexual, but he's like, but I learned anatomy and then I learned, you know, communication skills and I learned different things and I became the person that the women would want to be with. And so and he's like, and the focus is on her. And I was like, wow, this guy, I've never seen his picture because his picture isn't on the audiobook that I have of his book. So, but I find it fascinating, self-proclaimed nerd. But I find the self-proclaimed nerds, like I'm a self-proclaimed nerd, we're the ones who go out and research because we're like, who's going to find me hot? So I'm going to go out and research and I'm going to make myself a commodity through my skill set, because sex is a skill. And a lot of people forget that part too. They think they're just supposed to be born natural, like performers. And we're not. Even if you have a skill in violin and you're born and you have some kind of innate talent, developing it is important, right? So no
Yes.
matter what you have, even if you have some sort of innate level of talent when it comes to sex, develop your skills. It's really important. Don't be ashamed to develop skills, and like, don't be ashamed to ask questions of your partner, like, do you like this? And be okay with the feedback. So is that part of too, when you're using hypnosis with people, to allow them to be okay with those things too, like part of the communication, like she asks you a question and
Huge.
You're okay with it.
Hugely a big discussion, because a lot of guys, we don't talk about sex. This is how they were brought up. You don't. It's, as you said, it's just something that we do and we want to do. But that's part of the problem, because they're not communicating with their partner, and they actually may not know how he or she feels right now, what's going on. So a big part of what it is getting them to feel comfortable enough to say, let's introduce some chat into this. Let's find out what it is that you'd like. Can we try a different position? One of the clients I'd spoken to, we were talking about going to a store and getting some toys and finding just something to try different, because this is fun. As long as it's agreeable and it's safe, this is fun. Let's have some fun with it. And, you know, unfortunately, people, I think, forget to have fun with that, or depending on their upbringing or who they are with their partner or whatever, they just sort of lose that. And there's such a fear of, you know, we've got to perform now and it's got to happen now. Now, the stereotype is that men just want to get right to it. And they've, you know, somebody I'd worked with premature ejaculation, as he said, Jason, I get horny, I get hard, I want to fuck. And I want to come. That's the way he described. He had never learned how to sort of
enjoy it.
Oh, build, you know, sort of build up to it.
Yeah.
And so it's about teaching them as well to have that intimacy. Now, in an interesting story with a gentleman with ED, his wife didn't want to kiss. She didn't want to have any foreplay. She just wanted to get right down to intercourse now. She wanted him hard, and let's have intercourse right now. And he says, Jason, I can't physically do that, but more emotionally, I don't wanna. I'd like to kiss my wife. I'd like to sort of build up to it. And that was a big challenge for him. And to your point earlier, is getting him to be able to communicate that to her. Because of whatever was going on in her life, I didn't know her, obviously she wasn't my client. She had a very different path, which is not typical, well, stereotypical, as we talk about men and women and sort of their roles doing this. And so getting him to help to be able to speak about and vocalize what it was that he wanted, it was tough. It was tough on him. Expect to perform now. Go. Be hard and let's have sex. we haven't gotten our clothes off yet. Yeah,
that's actually kind of cruel. But I can see that if you're a bit of a dom, like, and if you have that, like, I'm in charge, I'm always going to be the dom. You do as I say and just do what I want when I want it. Maybe that's like her dynamic is like more of that dom, but she also might really not want to have sex. And it's her way to just get it over with.
There's that too. So one guy I helped with premature ejaculation, his girlfriend had been abused before in a relationship and she wanted to have sex with him and he did too. But he said it's what he realized is that he wanted to make it quick for her so that she didn't have to be having that, and his premature ejaculation just got sort of off the charts. And so, and what I was trying to help work with him is that it's not about her, it's not about him, it's about them together and trying to learn that connection, that back and forth dance of how to do this. Because I think, you know, he appeared to me to be a very caring man. I think he was concerned that, you know, maybe she doesn't want to do it even though she says she does, so maybe we should just finish and hurry up and cause problems over the years with him.
Yeah. You must have had some pretty fascinating stories come through the office. I mean, like, I was trained to, you know, hear people's sex stories, right? Like sex and intimacy training, and you get some interesting stuff that you, there's even sexual education videos you watch which border on pornography. Like there's a lot of stuff you watch and do, but that's not necessarily what you had to go through. So a lot of yours was like hands-on training through like observation and like just through working with hypnotherapy, but also working at it, looking at it as like a performance anxiety, how we deal with that as an overall, how do we deal with like the nervous system? But I think it must have been fascinating to be so hands-on learning with that.
It was. As a teenager, I had people asking me sexual advice before I was even sexually active. I don't know why. Like you, everyone just talked to you. So you had to figure it out. You had to learn about this stuff and figure out and asking questions and whatever. And I guess I was just open to talk about it because, as you and I have discussed before, there's no shame in it. We're just talking. Yeah, we can have fun and make dirty jokes and all that, but we're just talking here. Maybe that's what clients like about us. We're not wearing a lab coat with a stethoscope around us. We can talk medically. But I can talk medically for sure to an extent. I'm not a doctor, but I can also talk very street with you and just very open. I'm just talking here. There's no shame in this, and we're just being open. So yeah.
I think we'd also talked about how we both used to listen to Sex with Sue, Sunday Night Sex with Sue.
Yes. And I listened to that at a very young age.
Too,
I think
I
a
like
lot
12.
Younger than a lot of a lot younger
like
than a lot
seven.
Of my friends were.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. It never landed on me as erotic. I mean, yeah, sure, I'm young. Some of the stuff was sort of funny and sexual, but it was interesting.
Fascinating. I was like, wow, that's interesting. I didn't know you needed to do that to a body.
Yes.
Like I thought it was highly educational and fascinating. And I would hide in my bedroom so I could get this education that I thought was valuable.
Me too. She was brilliant. I thought it was great.
Absolutely. And, so if you guys don't know who she is, you didn't grow up in Canada. We did. So might have a few other Canadian references for you before we get out of this show. But we're going to head to our last commercial break because time flies when you're having fun. And we've only got a few minutes left of this show. So we will wrap it up after this commercial. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. And we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelenich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelenich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Today we have a guest, Jason Poulter, and we are talking about hypnotherapy for what? For your penises, guys. It's to help your penises out. That's what we're talking about. Performance anxiety, erectile dysfunction, and all the stuff that can be highly embarrassing to talk about. And I wish it wasn't for guys. I wish they could talk about it just as much as they're like, hey, did you see that game yesterday? Like, they can talk about that, but like, God forbid you talk about the performance of your own body, but you can talk about the performance of your favorite team. But you know what, guys? I bet if you kind of like snuck it in there as conversations disguised as, you know what? The infield wasn't working. I actually don't know a lot of sports analogies, but I'm just going to throw one out there. It's like the outfield wasn't working so good today or whatever. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. Let's discuss in our own sports analogies how and why things aren't working until you can develop the language and be okay with, you know what? I actually have performance anxiety and I'm not doing so hot with my wife. I bet if people could just talk about it, we would resolve a lot of this. We might be out of jobs, but people would have better communication. So that's my thought on that. I also had a thought when we were on the commercial break. I was wondering, is there anybody you would recommend that not get hypnotherapy?
For sure. So that's one of the reasons I do the consultation, to make sure. But one of the questions, very specific questions on my intake form, a short form that everybody has to just fill out online or do it on their phone, is if they are suffering from any severe mental conditions, paranoia, schizophrenia, bipolar, etc. Hypnosis can sometimes, in individuals who do suffer from any of these things that I list, suicidal thoughts, etc., hypnosis can sometimes bring upon an episode. We don't want that to happen. As I mentioned earlier, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, so I won't take on any clients who list for any of these sort of issues that they have. So I ask them, and then I say, look, you know, see if you can maybe find a physician, a doctor, you know, a psychiatrist, or somebody who maybe does some hypnosis on the side that may be able to help you and all that. But I just won't take them on. Yeah. Anyone else who would come to me who wouldn't are the clients who don't want this to happen. So hypnosis is not a magic wand where I wave my wand and I just go, you know, this is going to change. You quit smoking, you lose weight, your fear of flying's gone, your premature ejaculation's gone. It doesn't work that way. And if the reason you're there is to shut your wife or your husband or whatever off, forget it. It's not going to happen. Yeah. That can be something to help because you want to help make your partner feel better, but it's got to start with you. And if you don't, want to and you're not ready, no judgment. You're going to do this when you're ready. But as you and I both know, Melita, we've discussed this. If you think this is going to get any better tomorrow or easier to fix tomorrow, it's not. It only gets worse. And especially any sort of performance anxiety, this stuff, it just gets worse and worse because you then start thinking about it. I had a guy say, do you think, Jason, that my erectile dysfunction, my premature ejaculation, do you think it's affecting me at work? I said, well, I joked. I said, are you having sex with your secretary? He goes, no. He goes, I mean, I wonder if I could have stood up in the boardroom more or maybe asked for that promotion. Do you think the two are related? I said, absolutely they're related because it's still confidence. It's still stress, anxiety. And he suddenly realized in that moment his penis was costing him money and lost opportunity.
I love it. That's awesome. Way, yeah. His penis was costing him money, yeah, and that's the truth. And I think in one of the commercials, they talk about, I'm just like picking up my glasses right now. I think one of the things that I wrote for the person who did my commercial was that, you know, it improves your, maybe it was my old commercial, but it improves your health, your well, like your money inflows, your all kinds of things, because we don't realize how interconnected all of it is, right? Once you get the mindset going, like mindset is huge, and then you look at the ability to be able to relax. If they can relax in your office and they can carry that relaxation into the bedroom, I say this repeatedly, the best orgasms come literally when your body is in more of a relaxed state rather than in the fight or flight. So guys who are doing that wham bam thank you ma'am, that's a fight or flight state. It's like I got to get in and I got to get out because they're in fear, or sometimes they're in frozen. So if you can get that your nervous system reset, and you can do that through hypnosis, and you can do it through a lot of modalities and different somatic work. It's really key in being able to navigate like a new way to be with your body and your sex life and even your sexual expression. Like you imagine how it would feel to actually have an orgasm from your place where your body feels relaxed and it's receiving pleasure rather than like forcing something out. It's a very different experience.
Look, there's something very exciting about having that. Look, your parents are coming over in 5 minutes. Let's just have a quickie. There's something very exciting and risky and that sort of thing about it, but it's not the same. And of course, if there's a performance anxiety and you can't perform, then there's a problem.
It's even worse.
But there's it's even worse. But there's also something, as you say, to your point, there's also something really nice about being present with your partner in that moment, allowing it to happen. The orgasm, absolutely. I mean, it can be the whole experience is completely different.
Yeah, I love that. I love that we have options and that these conversations are being had in the world right now. I think about like our grandparents wouldn't have been having these conversations, not mine anyway. My grandparents on one side were Nazarenes. My grandparents on the other side, I had a grandpa who was a doctor. He probably talked to people about it, but he didn't probably talk to his wife about it.
Yes.
So huge. I think it's we're so lucky to be now kind of, to me, on this like cutting edge of where sex is okay. And like, we're just breaking through and allowing our bodies to be expressive and explore different options. And I think sometimes too, taking orgasm off the table can be one of the Masters and Johnson talked about that in their work. It's like take orgasm off the table and then just explore and have fun. Like back to your point of have fun. And if you don't know what fun is, then just go back to the fun of your childhood. And for me,
thank
that's
you
like
for choosing to listen
way.
To the Pleasure Zone.
And you too,
with
I know
sex,
that about you.
Relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body. Your body.